This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why is Tom Brady's jersey the number one selling jersey in Virginia and in Maryland? That's the question. 800-636-1067 on the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. 800-636-1067. He's a Hall of Fame talent. He might be the best quarterback ever. He's immensely popular. We get that. But there aren't that many Patriots fans in this area. Do you have to be a Patriots fan to buy his jersey? I mean, do people just randomly buy jerseys that they wear that aren't fans of teams?
I must be part of some sort of weird, old school, old fashioned thinking. But I would never buy a jersey if I wasn't a fan of the team. I like a certain player from a certain team.
I don't know people that just have like seven jerseys from seven different organizations. Now, in basketball, I see that more. People like players.
Stars are marketed, et cetera, yeah.
But it doesn't really happen in football. Let's go to Scott in the city. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. How y'all doing today?
What's up, bud?
Not much. The reason I think that Tom Brady jerseys are selling is because women buy them. Women think he's a good-looking guy. Every time I go out to a bar, if I ever see a chick in a football jersey, it's always a Tom Brady jersey. And I think that's the disproportionate reason, because it's the women's jersey sales that are all Tom Brady.
See, I don't buy that, because is a woman more likely to buy a jersey of a team they don't care about than a man? I don't think so. So they think he's attractive is your allegation. So they're going to support him by buying his jersey, or someone's going to buy them a jersey?
I don't know.
Are you going to buy a jersey for your girlfriend or your wife to support a team she doesn't care about just because she thinks the guy's cute? Maybe that happened a dozen times in Virginia in May, you know. More than that? That I'm not willing to endorse. I don't think that because he's a good-looking guy. I mean, wouldn't Jimmy Garoppolo be trending number one then? Because he's a dreamboat.
Well, but he's not famous like Tom Brady is.
Okay, Matt Ryan's a good-looking guy, just played in the Super Bowl. I mean, Tom Brady's not alone in that.
Yeah, but, like, Tom Brady's the only guy that's going to be on E for some reason because, like, Giselle did a thing and he's wearing his Uggs. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's crossover enough.
So girls want his jersey? They want to wear his jersey for that reason?
Listen,
no.
You're asking me to predict girl behavior? I got no idea.
I'm telling you, no. Girls are not clamoring to wear a Tom Brady jersey because he's attractive. I'm going to rule that one out.
You're saying no?
Joe in D.C., go ahead.
Hey, so I was sitting in the car listening to you guys, and I was thinking to myself, if I was going to buy a Redskins jersey, who would I buy? But really, it's a risk and almost a waste of money. You're not going to buy a Cousins jersey because he's going to be out of here.
Totally.
The RG3 jersey is 99 cents now. So in terms of the glamour positions, like, okay, Terrell Pryor, he's on a one-year contract. He may be gone. It's maybe Jordan Reed or Kerrigan. That's the only people I can think of.
Jordan Reed should probably be the number one selling Redskins jersey.
But he's so oft injured.
We can get to at 1 o'clock. Yeah, but even if he's not available for a week or two, he just signed a massive extension to be here throughout the prime of his career, and he arguably is the best player in the league at his position. I'm not sure what other Redskin you can say that about. Maybe Trent Williams. And I think offensive linemen in general, just because of the position they play and the nature of the spot, aren't needle movers in that way. You're not going to see as many O-line jerseys sold as other positions. But it's a great point, not only on Cousins in the one-year deal, but other players. Your top wide receiver is Pryor, may not be here next year. Your other top wide receiver, nobody really knows yet because he hasn't played, in Doxson. On the defensive side of the ball, Kerrigan and Norman maybe make the most sense.
So I get why there aren't a ton of Redskins jerseys sold. Everybody's on a one-year, nobody really trusts it. And you're right, the guys that are part of the furniture now are not as glamorous. Even though Reed, Kerrigan, Williams, all really good players. Some in the top five of their position. All really solid. But it's not the kind of thing where you go, oh, this is sexy. You know what I mean? Like, oh, the quarterback is here, the running back is here, or the wide receiver, et cetera.
There's not a list by state of the rankings, is there? Like, in other words, do we have the top 10 for Virginia anywhere?
I can't find it if there is.
Okay. Do they have the national top 10 available? If we could dig that up, I'd be interested.
Yeah, so here we go.
Because, like, I would have ranked, if you'd have said rank Virginia, I would have said Prescott, Elliott, probably right there around the top three, with maybe Josh Norman, and Jonathan Allen. Because remember, this was May. This was the month after the draft.
I got your top 10 right here.
Okay, run, this is national.
This is national. Number one, Marshawn Lynch in the month of May. Changing teams, going to Oakland.
Yeah.
Makes
sense, though, because
that.
No one had an Oakland Raiders Marshawn Lynch jersey. So if you want one, now's the time to buy it, unlike Brady, who you had 15 years to buy one.
Yeah, and it was
for.
Number one, by the way, in so many different states, which is crazy. Two, Tom Brady. There you go. Three, Dak Prescott. Makes sense. Four, Ezekiel Elliott. Again, makes sense. Number five, Deshaun Watson. Because people don't, right after the draft, people don't have
Houston's
it.
Houston's also a huge market.
Houston's massive, but also think of the Carolinas. I mean, people love them from Clemson, down by Clemson.
Yeah.
North Carolina, South Carolina,
yeah,
ton of people buying
them. A huge amount of people down there that buy that jersey.
Number six, right after, I guess not after the contract, but shortly before, Derek Carr, number six.
Not surprising.
There you go. Number seven, Odell Beckham. Number eight, Carson Wentz. Number nine, Julio Jones. And number 10 is Gronk.
The one on that list that makes the least sense to me is Brady. And I understand what he is. Maybe the greatest quarterback ever. I get that. We're talking about jerseys for a random month right after the draft.
Yep.
Why is that the month you decided you're going to purchase your Tom Brady jersey?
You know, I've been holding out, trying to reserve judgment on this Tom Brady
someone
character.
Someone said he won the Super Bowl. Yeah, in January. So you said in February you were good. In March, you were probably okay. In April, I still don't need it. But in May, now he won a Super Bowl. And by the way, he'd won five before that or whatever it was. See, all those Super Bowls didn't warrant getting a jersey. Now he's worthy of your purchase?
I want a larger sample size to determine whether or not I'm in favor of this Tom Brady character. So I'll wait till May of 2017 to make my final determination.
I'm making sense, right? My point doesn't sound crazy.
If you want a Tom Brady jersey, you had one.
Mike, Silver Spring, why is Brady number one in Virginia and Maryland?
Man, everybody's just riding the wave now, man. I mean, I'm a Patriots fan, born in 93. My dad's from Rhode Island, raised me this way. So, me personally, I have a Reebok Brady jersey. I got it in, like, 2005.
Right.
So, if you're a Patriots fan, it's got to be a Reebok, dude, unless you're, like, buying it for your son or daughter, whatever.
So,
me personally, when I go out to the bar to watch the game, I've got to throw on the Brewski jersey just to separate myself from the, we just want to follow the winning pack. You know what I mean?
You're with me, then, as a Patriots fan, because your opinion would be interesting here. If you are actually a Patriots fan, you had a Tom Brady jersey around when, like you said, 12 years ago. But, I mean, I could see getting one back closer to 2000. Like, you've had one for a decade. Now, maybe, here is a theory, maybe you've had your Brady jersey for so long that it's worn and it's time to get a new one. Could that be a thing?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I bought one for this past Super Bowl because I've always wanted a jersey with the Super Bowl patch on it. But, you know, it's not, like, authentic or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay, but what month did you do that? Because that kind of speaks to what we're talking about.
Well, I bought it, like, the first day it became available, I believe, like, a week before the game, something like that.
Oh, okay, so you didn't wait till May to buy it.
You didn't wait till May.
It's a great call. Thank you. 800-636-1067. The other answer we need on this is not just about Brady, but about the Redskins. A Redskin, not only not at the top in Virginia, but not even close to the top.
Not even sniffing it.
You're talking about a couple Cowboys and a Patriot when we start listing the guys that you'd expect to be the most sold in Redskins country. The Redskins dominate this town. What does that mean? Is it about the team's success or lack thereof? Is it just about D.C. and the surrounding area? 800-636-1067, we're Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.